is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Booms, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. I always tell you it's a beautiful day, no matter trial, tribulation, hail, sleet, snow. It don't matter. We're here, baby. Talk to me. We are here. And we have an opportunity to be able to execute some things and make some things happen before our time comes. Before we're looking at the tongue and groove in the church and our hands are across our chest ever so gently, my God. And someone squeezing on your jacket and your lapel and they're yucking you. My God, you're gone. My God, you're here today. Let's make some things happen, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. And I'm hoping that you have sort of a turning of events, right? A shifting of the tide of your mindset in the event that you feel burdened and laden down during this celebratory period. Let's be as decent as possible, one people united in love and service. We're still being able to have good conversations about that. I want to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, man. They are good, decent people. Go and check them out. If you're in the space and you're looking for your little insurance, you just get your plates, your taxi, your livery, your jitney, your jet ski, your 4x4, whatever you got. They do in-house financing. In-house financing. You can't beat these things. Go down there, ask for my good, decent friend, Etheric Bo. He'd take very good care of you. Give him a call at 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, and they're open on Saturdays also from 9 to 2, 9 to 5 throughout the week. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. I'm sure I'm sure that you had an opportunity to be able to check these things, and I'd love you to be able to do that. We're going to dive deeper into it today. Grateful, we're still in this sort of a celebratory mode, so we're going to be talking about independence, talking about this kind of a one people united in love and service as we get to that. But I got to be decent as possible as we talk about these things. Grand Bahama Port Authority, GBPA, asserts its authority, insists that its regulatory, that it is regulator for Freeport Utilities. These are some interesting issues in the paper today. We're going to be able to see that Bahamas prepares to assist storm-impacted nations. And you can be able to see vessels damaged by Hurricane Beryl in Bridgetown Fishers. And this is in Barbados. This is July 1st. Guys, this is heavy. Because I think that we know this oh so well. You know what I mean? Like when you see these things and you got to live off this sort of a sigh of relief. You're disappointed that this those people. But we know this feeling oh so familiar, oh too well. And so it's important that we look at these things and say a soft prayer, throw those soft prayer up for these particular persons who are dealing with things. There are some people who was probably living in those boats. Might talk to me. Economic calamity has hit us all. Can I say that? Economic calamity and tribulation has hit us all globally. The tent cities in America are going crazy. People are moving out. They try to make it a fad now. That's one thing that we see from the commercialism out of the United States of America. They try to make it a fad. They try to make this kind of a thing where, let me show you that I've been living in my car for 3 months. Let me show you what I do every day. I go to the gym and take a shower every fourth week. It's too much. This is too much. We're watching these things. And because it's so regular, people try to be able to create their own events, small series on social media, so you can be able to join in and participate. But it only speaks to the calamity from an economic standpoint that continues to be able to loom over the world. Can I say that? Is it accurate? Is it accurate information? As we're looking at Barbados, the first thing that I'm looking at as I look at these particular things, I had good conversations with persons, and they said, "Well, how would I have? I don't have no place to live. I got two jobs. I don't have no place to live. Right here in Nassau, I got to go look for a shelter. I got to go look for this. I got to go look for that. I got to be able to lean on the mercies and the hospitality of people who don't want me there in the first place." This is what I'm looking at. This is united in love and service. And that service is not necessarily an external service. A service should also be internal. It's an amazing thing, guys. I want you to be able to join in the conversation with me today and being able to talk about this. But I want to touch something, and I haven't heard anybody say it. I don't know whether or not the shows before me has had an opportunity to be able to talk about it. I don't know whether or not we've said anything about it from a formal standpoint. I've been listening to a lot of the documentation and information that comes out from a formal standpoint. I see, and I'm talking more specifically about Taylor Casey. Now, you read the papers. Royal Bahamas Defense Force finding Casey is a priority. Yesterday, I read some information. A mother indicated, this person's mother indicated that they had to go back. The mother had to go back to Chicago. And one of the things that it's heart-wrenching to her is that she left without Casey with her. And as I look through these things, I don't know whether or not there has been sort of this transparent thing that we're talking about. And I don't want to make it, I don't want to make it weird. I really don't want to make it weird for anyone, because I don't want you to think that I'm poking fun at anything. That's not my intent. But I want to be able to find out. We found out information that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is assisting with being able to find this. The mother has taken on a position to say that if it wasn't for the United States government, my God, if it wasn't for the United States government, we will never get nowhere. That's the kind of posture and position that she's taken. Also, but it's peculiar because, we have been known to be able to catch a bandit or two from the United States of America fleeing on foot, barefoot. We've been known, us, qualified, certified, killified. We are ready to go. We've been known in this nation to be able to do a thing or two. And so to take on this kind of a posture to say that we're not assisting, I thought it was strong. In the midst of being able to get your assistance, I thought it was strong. I'm not going to fight her. I realize that a lot of persons are dealing with one level of emotion or another. But I wanted to ask this question. I've read up and I went on Taylor Casey's Facebook page. I looked this person up on Facebook. I looked all the information up and I realized that based upon the information that I received, can we be decent? Is this a difficult conversation? Do we not tiptoe into this taboo conversation? Are we looking in the right places for Taylor? That's all I'm asking. I don't want to make fun of it. I don't want to be able to. I just want to be decent. Are we looking in the right places for Taylor? Are we looking on the right wards for Taylor? Are we looking in the spaces that may not necessarily have this particular gender? How are we looking? I want to be decent. I know a lot of persons listen, and that is not my intent to be offensive. But the language that comes off is very specific. We don't know what has happened. The last information that we received from the yoga retreat is that they have no boundaries, that there was someone close to the tent, and the night before, so forth. This is murky information. Murky information. Nothing submissible. You have no camera footage. You have nothing. We don't know. There's persons coming on saying, suppose that this particular person has gone off into the Atlantic, some things. There is relentless speculations as to what happened. But my question is, are we looking in the right spaces? I just want to be decent as I put that out there. Let's talk about that and be able to expand our thinking beyond these particular things. I'm going to read your text, but I'm going to read it with decency, okay? This is, Howard, I think that the young person's mother thinks that the Bahamas should stop everything that we're doing to look for her child. I just fixed your text, okay? I just won't be decent as I say that. It says, Gacho, as usual, this case is peculiar that a missing persons, are you sure that the person ain't faking a disappearance to collect insurance? I hope not. This is a lot of social speculations that's going to creep into this space. But I just want to talk about these things. Are you looking in both wards? Are you looking in both wards for this person? In the event that this person is ill, are you focusing your study on the woman's ward to be able to find that, or are you looking in both? Let's just be decent. We are still in the Bahamas, still clinging to our tradition. A lot of persons are kind of opening up their eyes to the diverse nature and the alternative approach that persons take in terms of being able to live in a different space. We ain't fighting you for that. But for those persons who are in the position of looking, are you looking in both wards? Can I say that? That is the closest I'm going to tiptoe to this. Because I know this is not an easy conversation to have. But as we take on this kind of a position and look at this, we have to do so with honesty. I don't have to get into Casey's gender. I don't have to get into what Casey was born as, so forth and so on, and how this person is now recognized. The acronyms or what they call the pronouns that they use at this particular time. We don't have to get into that. We have to have a clear conversation about this. So let's do that in decency and order. Guys, I want you to be able to join me in conversation today. Please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Is it just me or do you get the UPS notifications? This delivery is on hold and all these things like that. What is happening to our phones now? What is happening here? This is crazy. Guys, I hope that you're good out there and we're talking about these things. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. I also wanted to take on this position to talk about what I've seen from our Prime Minister being able to say that it is wrong. I want to talk about this. I didn't have a chance to do this yesterday. Yesterday's newspaper, Prime Minister intervenes with task force. Davis says that the armed forces will only be used in special cases. Then he goes on to be able to get... Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday that he has directed the Revenue Collection Task Force to find a better way to carry out its inspections of businesses in the country without carrying gun-toting law enforcement officers into those establishments. The government is in recent times has come under fire over heavily armed officers being part of the operation. St. Barnabas MP Shannon Cartwright, the deputy leader of the Free National Movement, raised the issue in Parliament yesterday. There has to be a better way. This is what Cartwright said. It says, in response, Davis says that I accept that, St. Barnabas, and I was moved by what I was seeing. It was the enforcement unit. They thought that they had to show force to enforce. In this instance, I have expressed that there is a better way. And you've pointed out, and that better way will be employed going forward. I don't expect to see series of what we've seen that have gone around with armed men going into businesses unless it is necessary escalation of issue that might apply. This is peculiar. This is peculiar. I won't say this. Y'all gonna have to give me some space in this one people united in love and service to be able to detour for 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds. Philip Brave Davis, in his particular capacity as a politician, not as the Prime Minister, not as the Deputy Prime Minister, not as a minister, not as anything, maybe even in his profession, I don't know. But what we've seen from him as a politician, Philip Brave Davis identifies scenarios, allows it to run its course, and when presented, if it's under his jurisdiction, when it's presented to him, he steps back and says, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely correct. We're going to make modifications according to what you're saying right now, and we've already executed those things, and we're going to fix that right now. I thank you so much for being able to bring that to my attention. And it's very peculiar that this happens, that he does this. And listen to me. This is good stuff from a political standpoint, but it's not expedient for social productivity. That you're sitting in these particular rooms and someone had to stamp this. Simon Wilson in his particular capacity, Michael Alkaidis, or Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. Someone had to approve this approach, identify these particular things, and at least flesh this out. Now that it's gone out and kind of rumbled over the top, the Prime Minister is coming in as savior to be able to rectify all these things. But I don't believe this should have been an issue in the first place. I look at this and I think it's strange. I think it's strange. This is something that we've seen historically with the Prime Minister from his political standpoint. Well, I don't know. I don't know those particular things. We'll be able to get on that right away. Whether was he in his capacity as deputy, whether or not he was in his capacity as Minister of Works, whether or not he was in his capacity as Minister over Bamsi, whether or not he was in the capacity of being able to rectify and identify these people. I don't know. We're going to be able to take care of that. I think I like that from a political, personal standpoint. But when it comes to social productivity, I don't think it bodes well. We have to talk like this. It cannot be that you allow these things to unravel. And then at the very end, at the last moment, after certain classes of people stand up and say, hell no, we won't take this, then here comes the savior. I think all of us should be able to take that same level. We should have that same level of approach and decorum from our political leaders, understanding that you're stepping on all of our toes and rectifying these issues accordingly. It should not be when a certain class, division, sector of our society stands up and say, we won't take this, then there should be consideration for modification. For modification. We got to fix these things and ensure that we are in the right position going forward. The lines are wide open. Let me take this telephone call before I go off to a break. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How you doing?
You know, with the problem with the lady, I mean with the missing American person, I don't see whatever her agenda is, it don't matter to me. It matters to me she's a human being or he's a human being.
Are we looking for a human being or are we looking for a woman?
We will. I don't know what to say.
That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. The papers say we're looking for a woman.
They say you're looking for a woman and then they say he's just in that. I don't know.
We ain't fighting. I'm simply saying to you, none of the papers I've read explain that there was a transition that happened.
Exactly.
Now, we now identify this particular person as she. That's fine. Okay. We could change the pronouns. That's fine. But for the purposes of this investigation, who are we looking for?
Okay. Now, nobody move without a passport. You can't move.
Talk to me.
If you're American or whatever, you cannot move with a passport. You cannot move with a phone. I do not know if the person have another phone, but definite, they ain't find no passport, the American passport. So, where could this person be? I don't know. If that's the same name that is in the passport, I don't know. They saying one news on the radio, maybe the passport might be saying another name.
If for the purposes of the public, if you want to be able to remain content with these pronouns, I don't have a problem with that. But for law enforcement, our Bahamian law enforcement, who are there feverishly up and down trying to satisfy a higher ranking to ensure that we've done everything to find this woman, you need to give them proper information so they could know where to look.
Exactly. And my next point is with Canada. We had our share in 21. And now, one of those islands in Canada, I mean, houses them are flattened.
My God.
Mr. Goodman, we may look at this thing, we don't know when these things happen to us. And I applaud the Prime Minister to reach out and do what he have to do just to help. It is said that one of those same islands, a baby was even born during inside that storm. These are some troubling time over this universe to the human family.
Wow.
And we are living in some serious time that we never seen it yet. Whatever help I could give to this government to give to these people there, I'm willing to do so.
Wow.
My last point is, I can forget about the guns and whatever been in these places. But Mr. Grun, if we want to look at it to be serious, when we touch certain people in this country, people cry. Mr. Grun, we have seen the government of being crying out, telling people, come in. Telling people, if you have a problem, come and let's work it out and stuff like that. We have heard the government went in parliament and said how backwood and cigarette and liquor was coming in, smuggling. The other day, the ex-prime minister, he said he have heard about cars and this and the next thing is coming in this country. Mr. Grun, we have to take a stand someplace. No. These people in high places, most of them do not want to pay taxes. If you go on Bay Street, maybe, and if you do the work, people are dodging under. They don't want to pay government their money and stuff like that. But you and I, who are the small amount, we got to be paying. We got to be paid. We got to be paid the next thing.
Wow.
And now how it was done, I don't agree with it.
Wow.
And whatever measure they make, but I can assure you, maybe forward, these big places there will know they be paying the NIB and the taxes and stuff like that, because you get many places not paying people NIB when people get sick and show up. They get nothing to get.
Yeah, see, but I don't think that persons are saying that, and I thank you so much for your telephone call. I got to go to break. I don't think persons are saying that there's an issue with the task force. I think the issue is the approach. I think I've heard a story today, and please someone call me to verify this. This is only speculations. This is only hearsay. And it kind of blew my socks off. Literally, I have no socks on, right? About the fact that there were, and I got to be able to look for this story when we go on break. Just before I came on, they were saying, Howard, the Coast Guard found a group of persons from the South, Haitian, coming into the Bahamas, and they already had their work permit. They've never been here yet. So task force are important for being able to rectify and identify things like this. Yeah, that's no problem. But all we're saying is on the land, you don't have to put your National Guard to the forefront to be able to see if people pay their business license just there. Not like this. Let's be decent as we take this approach, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Are you uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality healthcare at discounted rates? Unlock affordable healthcare with Doctors Hospital's LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Tomorrow's going to be the 4th of July. You could be able to expect to hear a great deal of fireworks happening on the northern side of the island, probably over there on the southern side also. So don't be alarmed. Last night we heard a couple boop, 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 living out there closer to Atlanta. So we boop, 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 boop. My wife say, "What was that? What's that? Get low." I said, "No, baby, I think that's the fireworks." She said, Oh. I said, I don't think that's no gun, not like that. My God, the fellow wouldn't make it to tomorrow. You wouldn't even be able to find that. And I say, nothing like that. So it's going to be some fireworks as America celebrates their, I think, 248th, am I correct? 248th independence as a nation. So 2 centuries, two centuries and a half almost, being able to celebrate as an independent nation. United States of America, we said happy independence to you and hope that you celebrate, you know, by being able to do something good and decent. Let's be able to put this stuff out here. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
What a grant.
Hey.
Good, good. Good afternoon. Two things, man. I can be quick today. One, the Casey person.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say a person because I ain't sure, you know, I don't want to insult the person, so I just say person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a woman
mm-hmm.
in the mall,
mm-hmm.
one of the first places you'll go is into the female bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if the man what happens if the woman operates as a man? You're looking in the female bathroom for him.
Well, if the person was capable and you're looking in the mall and you know that they could be in the mall, then you go there.
Okay.
You go there.
But you're looking in the female bathroom
but
for a man.
You don't know where these people are. You don't know what condition they're in. You don't know if they have health and strength. You don't know where they are. So if you're saying woman, 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 and
you're looking for a woman,
you need to identify who we're looking for.
And all the while you're looking for a man, man, man.
Even if you don't say this to the public, because that ain't our business.
Now, say it to the police.
You could say, you have to say this to the police.
Yeah.
You have to say this to the police.
That is a little confusing because if they'd have come out straight from the break.
Hey, this is a...
They might get a fine a person.
This is a person who is transitioning. This is a person who is this. Okay, now we know we got an amplifier.
You can have a switch it up.
You know all kind of things from this particular perspective, especially socially.
Mm.
So now your mind's saying, okay... let me see what happened. Let me see who are the perpetrators. Let me see who in this division. Let me see who are people who offend in this particular area who may be living within the radius.
When this thing started, it made you feel like you was looking for 100% woman.
I tell you, I didn't been on the people Facebook page. And when I swing through the page, I said, well, hold on, wait. They're seeing what my media is saying that this person is.
Yeah,
this is not what
tricky.
I'm seeing.
But another thing before you cut me, this task force thing, I hope Mr. Davis, those, don't put some of these people's lives in danger. Because, you know, some of these people who own some of these buildings, they could be real hostile sometime.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't seen no gun now. They may try to beat up and run them people at the shop and then. So, I'm hoping it don't work like that.
No, well, law enforcement always have to have a weapon. It don't have to necessarily be brandished. You don't have to brandish a weapon.
Yeah.
You
okay,
can have it concealed.
Okay, so they're not going to really take away the guns from them.
No, I don't think you should take away the guns from them.
Make up more seal.
All you got to do is conceal it. Just
okay,
put it,
good. That makes
conceal
sense.
It.
But the next thing, now, these same people, task force people, they need to go around these African tire shop, these African car lot, these Chinese food store. The Chinese food store, somebody up in the Chinese restaurant the other day, they said, this is the restaurant I ordered food of. They get a T-shirt. They get slippers. They get all kinds of things they say in the showcase. And it's supposed to be a restaurant.
Does you look at the
you
business?
You know, they even get that kind of license.
The business license, the restaurant, all these things like that. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, all of these
restaurants,
right? Selling.
Wow.
Well, right on East Street South.
East Street South. Okay, and now you tell me where it is. I'll go check it out. I appreciate
yeah,
you, my brother.
Listen to me. You can't miss it.
I know where it is. I appreciate
okay,
you, my brother. Thank you so much.
The Charles Hotel, you can't miss it.
Listen, you ain't got to be indecent. I appreciate your telephone call. Guys, let's be able to talk good, decent. It says, Howard, this case is a weird case, but okay, you read it. It says, Howard, today is my birthday. Play 0047 or 0046. You are wilding out. Happy birthday to you, my brother. I pray that you're doing well and you continue to be able to move in the direction that you should and you see another 8,000 years around the sun. You continue to be able to do that. And say, Howard, I hope that the person is found safe and sound. Just an FYI, don't know that 2,300 people go missing. Do you know that 2,300 persons go missing in the United States every day? So this is not something that only happens in foreign countries. But again, I hip
for their, I suppose this is hope. I hope for their safe return, okay? That's me, the text set and talk later. It says, G'day, Howard. It's a two-way street. The government always fail in paying salaries, pensions, and promotion funds to workers. So why we have to make the government look good and we suffer? This is from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Shouts out to Rudy. Hope you're well, Rudy. So it says, see, now the business owners see the inspectors don't have guns. So it's open season on inspectors. Where does he get his logic? There's a text that's coming through. This Minus Will Win man is the most... I'm not going to read your text. Let me get to a telephone call. Call on the line with this line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Albert.
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's up, man?
Yeah, you know, your boy who just called us now, you have some points as relate to the other demographics, business people in this country getting away. I saw, you know, like one of those restaurants, you know, it's a Chinese operator. I don't like to say where, but it doesn't have a bathroom. The one round by in this area has a bathroom. But I noticed that even in getting the license for the poultry shop initially after my mom died, these are the things that they ensure that I had.
They come looking
bathroom,
for that.
Et cetera, et cetera.
They come but, show up for that.
Yeah, but they come this way. What I'm saying is people with money tends to get away with a lot of stuff. That's what I'm saying is why is it that people run around with all these xenophobic BS when behemoth people just looking for quality and the dispensing of justice? But that ain't really what I called for. What I called for yesterday, right? Well, it relates to what the guy was talking about, but this person was missing, who's a transvestite or whatever, transsexual, right? It doesn't matter to me. It's still a person. I'm a human, right? What I'm upset about is the preacher, why I agree with everything he said yesterday, who you had on yesterday, right? And he's talking about science. But, you know, technology and science interface one another. But he has what the problem is. If you need to have a debate and a discussion about this, he said something that disturbed me. Now, I don't know what his level of science is, but he said the science is ordained by God or what is sanctioned by God. Now, I have to disagree with that, and totally. And I consider it to be misleading.
You mean my guess yesterday?
He said, he was talking about science invention and he's praising technology and all of these different things, right? What I'm saying is technology is running away with humanity, Howard. Science and technology go together. They cannot advance without the other. We see where doctors are turning males into females. You see where cryonics, where they're telling you now the rich people, and if you die, they can freeze your body with nitrogen and up to 200 minus, 200 degrees, this and that, and keep you ready for when this technology comes, they'll be able to revive you. We see where you want to live vicariously through a robot. We see the neural link. We see the brain melds. You know what brain... We see all of... So you start... I mean, God made science. God made the devil too then. So what I'm saying is, science exists because God made creation. And the study of life, you know that witches really knew science or knew nature and would practice certain things, and because people didn't understand it, the Pope them... would discredit these people and have the people go hysteria and call them heretics. So what I'm saying is, God made nature and God made science for us to understand. But when you're telling me that he ordained what man is doing as it relates to previously what I just said, then you can't be a man of God, because me personally, right, Howard, born in the 60s, I may enjoy technology, as I call it, techology, right? If you can't see technology as socially re-engineering humanity to be stupid and fool and lazy and mindless, and that's what it's designed to do, dumb down society. Everything is the tip of your finger now. What you say about ChatGPT doing work for college students and solving math problems? Howard, when I took my O-level math, I didn't even have a calculator, man. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So what you talking about now? So I can't, as a man of God, whether you wearing a cloth or whatever, I can't see me tripping out on science and saying it come to save humanity. Well, I telling you personally, go Google Technocracy Incorporated and understand the reason behind Technology Incorporated, invented in the basement of Columbia University in the 1930s by M. King Hubbard and Marcion Scott, and find out the reason for it. It is designed to do just what it's doing today. Control humanity, monitor the Earth's inventory, population growth, everything you buy and sell. It was always designed to do sinister things. Now you see the mark of the beast, and you don't come down with God. God ain't condoning this, man. God give you the knowledge to destroy yourself. Give thanks.
I appreciate you, man. And you got to let me touch that. I see a nice telephone call, but I got to touch this for 2 seconds. I think when we start to talk about a design, when we start to talk about, depending on what your belief is, your belief system, 52, you always talk about our faith base and how we grew up. Okay, so if we believe that we as human beings were designed and were created for the purposes of being able to exalt and glorify God, we have defaulted and defected on our design. That's one. The concept and idea of books was to be able to capture information that you could be able to have legacy and know and grow from generation to generation to have these things. Those books now capture dark magic, dark concept that you call witches or that you call warlocks and whatnot. They capture this information and still they could dispense this information from generation to generation. That was not the design. That's what it's been used for. The internet, and it's designed to be able to capture the exact same thing, is now used for pornography and all manner of bestiality and all kind of weird, stupid things, left, right, and center. It get even deeper. They have a dark web now. That was not the design. Once you have a human interaction, the arms of flesh will surely fail you. There's no desire for us always being able to look up to the hills. That's just who human beings are. There's no expectation for everyone to be good and decent. There is evil that exists among us. But that doesn't negate the fact that by design, a great deal of these things were designed for the purposes of good, for the purposes of growth, for the purposes of development, for the purposes of forward movement of a human nature. Of the human species. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying as it relates to being able to talk about the design. But I understood what my guest, Ambassador Devin Rowe, was saying yesterday, that based upon your position, based upon your heart, based upon your conviction, understanding the tools that you have access to, tools that the disciples of yesteryear didn't have access to, tools just like the plane. Talk to me. Go ye into all of the world. That was strategic and specific when the word of the God, when the word of the Lord was released to the disciples. Go ye into all the earth. It didn't say walk, ride your horse or donkey, go. That's a progressive concept that says whatever technology advancements are available to get this information out there, please do that. You have the responsibility of being able to do that. If that makes sense. So I can't fight you for the design as opposed to the position that shows growth and development of being able to utilize it accordingly. That's just me. We have corrupted every single concept, even marital sex. Can we talk like this? Is it okay? We have corrupted, as human beings, we have corrupted every aspect of life on our own thinking, on our own merit. Our own concept. We haven't aligned ourselves with divinity to say, how do we do this? We've gone about it our way. We continue to be able to sup from the truth, the tree of knowledge, of good and evil, and do things the way that we desire, as opposed to by the original design. So, design aligned with conviction to move in the right direction could be progressive and move forward. But the same application with people who have their own desires, we can see the debacle that we see in life right now, the issues that we see, the calamity that we see in life right now. So let's be decent about it. Let's talk like that. Let me take this last telephone call before we go to a commercial break. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
I think that call 52, right?
Yes, 52.
Yeah, I think he was talking about that. Like I was mentioning, you get your Bible out, you got to get your science book out too, or something like that, to that effect. Mm-hmm. Like we recall from the conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I come to talk about just the ethnicity, the Chinese, or whatever the other guy was mentioning earlier. The baby people as a whole don't know what contracts or what deals our government signed with the Chinese government. You understand? Why these people feel that they are allowed to do whatever they want to when they store. They sell everything in their store like everyone can see. Ain't no one stopping them, right?
Mm-mm.
We don't know what's going on. We borrow plenty of money from the Chinese, so we don't know what concessions.
Just every what you're saying, you know.
Our government give them. You understand? And that's what people need to realize. They see these things happening, but they don't know what contract gets signed. They don't know the details. That's what the Freedom of Information Act come in. But we can see the details in all these contracts to see what they allowed, if they allowed to have a certain amount of persons in the country. working this and that or whatever. You understand? If their stores allowed to sell whatever they want to sell, you know what I mean? As the humans could sell only a certain amount of things.
So that goes deep.
I like what you say.
I like the start of the conversation. We're going to be able to dive deeper into that. I think it's sort of a cringy thing. A lot of persons don't want to talk about these things because we are the beneficiaries of a great deal of things and the recipients of a great deal of things, gifts that they call from one country or another. It's very difficult to scrutinize these issues without being able to step on one or two toes, whether that's administrative, whether that's governmental, whether that's political. You start to step on toes because we've seen something different in our society and we don't know how to be able to place these things. Well, let's get the news, guys. We're going to take news and be right back after this.
The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join in, I'd love you to do so. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. This is Bro Howard. If you consider this makeup, the makeup of that tax compliance task force, the idiocy will make sense to you. So any organization or agency led by the Royal Bahamas Defense Force will involve this type of force and intimidation because as our military, that is their training. So my first questions are, why is the Royal Bahamas Defense Force involved in this civilian operation? That's the first question. The second one, and why is this civilian operation being led by our military? There's a text that's coming through. I come from a far distance also. So it's coming through and just want to be able to kind of read that for you guys and being able to put it up there. Let me see if I can read another one. It says, so they text me, say, how are you going to read it? So I'll read it. Let me see if I can do this. This minuscule wind man is the most brain dead person I've ever listened to. If somebody missing in the mall, they will check all the bathrooms. Okay, I'm not going to fight you, right? I said I wasn't going to read it. I just want to try to be decent as possible. You fighting these people. So it says, let's see if I can be read this. So it says, that person could be identifying as a car or an... Let's read it. It says, if... I try to be decent, guys. I try to be decent. You're texting all these things like this. You want me to be indecent? I can't. I'm not going to allow you to text and use my mouth to project your indecency. Let me be decent. Amen? let me be decent. So it says, and if that's a trans woman, as they call it, how we know this person didn't trans back into it. Oh, Jesus. Go on, buddy. I can't. It says, Happy Independence. Happy Independence Day, Howard. He is correct. I hope the government carry guns on military to all these foreign shops, too.
Since that business under the counter, that they don't pay taxes either, especially the Chinese and the Haitians who run shops into the ghetto all over the place, making millions. This is a Gestapo-type ruling, and I am sure that the PM signed off on it because before it happened, guns and military should never be needed in the to collect VAT. PLP, y'all are gone. This is... Obviously, that's charged with political energy. I'm not going to fight you, but we read in the text. It says, Howard, I am tired. And surely both governments know that that it's not only me one. Frequent BPL power cuts. I am on E Street, and we have cuts every day. Water issues, crime, and government. And does not pay its own bills. I know tons of contractors that are owed. I am a young person, and it's stunning to me that the people cannot see that this two types of seesaw systems is not working. This is Texas coming through. So it says,
Jesus, you are,
I cannot read these texts. Did I open up the wrong can of worms today to have a conversation? I cannot read these texts. It's going to seem like Howard is extremely insensitive. I'm not going to read your text, okay? This one with the insurance information. I'm not going to read your text, okay? I just want to be decent as possible as I say that. So it says, good day. These foreigners selling all manner of things and employing people fresh from China. Can't speak. Listen, this was not the intent. This was not the intent. The intent was to identify initially, to talk about Taylor Casey, to identify whether or not we as a people are looking for the right gender. That's all. I wanted to kind of structure that. Not for the purposes of being able to be condescending and xenophobic and try to be able to separate. No. From the position based upon what the Royal Bahamas Police Force is putting out, that you're looking for a woman. The information that is received, the information that I've ingested, the information that I've looked for, I'm only asking you whether or not you looked in all places. If you're only looking for where you look for a woman, or you're looking in all places, or you're making a determination that a woman wouldn't be in here and you didn't look, that's all I want to ask. Because there could be people on the ward in the hospital. There could be people in other spaces in the hospital. Let's be decent. I don't want to be able to kind of project anything negative, right? But you ain't looking. You know the society that you're dealing with. Can I say this? You know the Bahamian society that has a desire for being able to get ahead and being able to do these things, but still cling to the negative aspect of the tradition that we carried from long time. Can we say this? You know that xenophobia and this sort of a hatred and disdain that exists in these particular spaces. You got to start from there. You got to start from there. Who you would have had issues with in the surrounding areas with a 5 to 7 mile radius to identify these things and have conversation. You got to start from there. You got to start from there. You got to start from there. You also got to start with being able to, not to perpetuate this idea of technology, but there got to be cameras at the bottom of the bridge and the top of the bridge. Can I say this? I mean, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted for us not even identifying the traffic stops. You got to. The government of the Bahamas there's about 3,000 and some Royal Bahamas Police Force members right now. I think, if that's the right number, 3,000. I think it's about 3,000 and some. And for the purposes of identifying occupation for them, you do road stops, you do this, you do that. And it's very, very quick because nobody want to be on this long, hot road like this all the time and standing in traffic and going through all these things. So they do their best. After they hit their quota, they shut the thing down and they're gone. You could fix that. You could utilize technology. Every time I ride through Sun Pass in the United States of America, if I don't have the requisite information, I meet a ticket on my email that I have to pay. That if I go rent a car again, they say, Mr. Grant, you had to pay this, this, and this. Same documentation and information. That's where the $17 million should have been. You could put that on every major, on every major thoroughfare in this country. And everyone will comply. One quick swipe, bleep, bleep, You know your insurance. You know your license. And you know all the information about the vehicle. One quick blip, blip. The government of the Bahamas is not using its brain. It's not. You look at technology and say, ooh, the devil. But you actually go and commune with the devil later. I don't understand. I'm confused. You are shunning and moving away from technology that can actually cause this country to tick on all cylinders. On all cylinders. And you're moving away from it. There should be a camera at the bottom of the bridge, at the top of the bridge, all around that identify, that could scrutinize, that we could capture the information, whoever went over the bridge, whoever went over these particular spaces during this time, boom, 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 we could deduce it, identify it, who's the cars that came off, who's the cars that went on. Come on, man, this is simple stuff. I don't know why we have to keep going through issues after issue after issue and holding our head and our chest and saying, oh, Lord, what we can do? My God, use technology. It is not the devil. It is to help us to get to an objective of growth and development. It is to help us to be able to right-size a system, the organized confusion that a lot of people who are in the older dispensation, and older ages, who depend upon this confusion for them to be able to feel like they're necessary in this particular space. We can eliminate that. Let's eliminate that. Let's eliminate that. We are not thinking in this country. This is exhausting to me. And that is why visitors who have tribulation, who have issue, are coming here and being able to say, well, thank God that the FBI got involved. They didn't mean, thank God, that somebody else get involved. Thank God, even if it was the Jamaican government, thank God that the external government got involved. Because that presents organization and structure. Can I say that? Y'all, it's so difficult to have these conversations with y'all because no one will be honest and just look in the mirror and see that you got booger in your eyes. No one will be honest and say, hey, listen, this is the issue that we're dealing with. We are dealing with an issue that places people, that it gives them a position of not knowing. We don't know because we don't have the proper coverage. We don't. When we talked about it, we identify hotspot areas where the gangs are, where the ghettos are, so forth and so on. We put the hotspot shot in those areas. We put CCTV in those areas. We don't even know if all the CCTVs are working. You had almost 1,000 ankle bands, though that didn't work with the last company. I don't understand. How are we supposed to move forward in this country? How? This is an island 21x7. Small little island. You could have this island jumping and everyone on their P's and Q's and every bill paid and everything transparent but without one gun. No, but you won't open up Town Center Mall for 10 years or however long you open it for and hope to God that people come in to get a box. That don't even make sense. You've not created a system in the country. Open up Town Center Mall. Ensure that you could even create a space where people have a floating box. That it doesn't even have to belong, almost like a timeshare box. That we don't even have to pay all the money for it. Because we don't get nothing big from that. But when the government issues like a passport, a driver's license, national insurance card, any of these particular things that issue automatically based upon a payment that you receive, the same way that these people is paying Netflix, they can pay the government. Why y'all ain't thinking? Why aren't you using your brains? If Bahamian people could pay for entertainment, my God, they could pay for necessity. Create a space that it can be done. And watch the tides shift in our society towards organization. 323-622-32-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. I just want to be decent as I have these conversations, man. No one knows anything. We're still in the dark ages, man. This is crazy. How we could be in this position as 51-year-old human, a nation of 51-year-olds, big, grown, brawly men and women in this country, and we are not using our brains, content with how things were, with no expectations for things to change. That's bananas to me. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Everything's good. How's the family?
Everybody good, man. We good. They're getting ready. They won't go. My son keeps telling me, Daddy, I want to go to the water park.
Yeah. The nice little cute one right on Soldier Road is a good one.
On Soldier Road?
Yeah. It is. One on Soldier Road.
I know. I can carry him right there.
Cute little one.
I can carry him right there.
Listen, you know, with the missing person, and like you, I'm trying to be decent. It hits me a lot when they keep saying that the past, the thought, is the one thing they can't find. You know, it's amazing. I wonder if they check the airport, you know, to see if the person might have changed and went back to who they was. And you know, see, in the meantime,
all these, the government
in Canada
the Bahamas,
too, because a lot of them here went to Canada. You know, that's probably why they can't find the passport.
I ain't gonna let nobody come to me and say I'm incompetent, I'm incapable, and as a professional man, that ain't gonna happen. You know what's gonna happen? I can come out and say your information. Well, I want to thank you so very kindly. We've been doing our absolute best to look for this particular person. However, our investigation have identified that this is what we come to find out. As a result of that, now we have to investigate the family. Now we have to investigate
exactly
these.
Because
you ain't gonna embarrass me
except the passport. That's peculiar to me.
You ain't gonna embarrass me.
You know how hard it is to get that passport back.
All right.
So that's the one thing you go hold on to. So, right. You know, they might have come here and then saw some beautiful Bohemian woman and decide to, you know, change. Now, how would I be decent?
You're trying to be decent, but I can feel the indecency creeping in. You need to close the door. Let it alone. Leave it alone.
Have a blessed day.
Yes, God. I see you later. God, right? Next telephone call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Ms. Live. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Grant. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything's cool. Hey, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
The LGBTQ people, right? Last year, you know they have protection money, right?
Yeah, we talked about that last year.
$50 million protection money, right?
We talked about that. We talked about the fact that they could be able to claim asylum also.
Yeah. But also, I mean, it's like, so, don't you think they should have some safe houses and a registry for a person of the LGBT community? So when they come, they can basically go in that area to be protected. And
No. I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you. I think that they have, within their community, there is enough. Okay, so when we're traveling, you remember one time ago we were traveling to the United States of America, we knew that it was Amber Alert, or we knew that it was whatever alerts. We knew, based upon travel, how this environment would be charged. Within the community of the LGBTQ, there should be information that says the Bahamas may be a high alert. If you go to another country, let's say Barbados, it may be moderate, so forth and so on. So you know that you should at least be able to tell your people before you come here. I don't know if that's happening now. I believe that this yoga retreat has placed a sort of a sanctity for those persons. But some things has happened. Just this life, things has happened.
Yeah. But I mean, like, don't you think it'll be more practical, like, to say, since it's a community, like, every community, there are places where they, like, group and go and to be, like, to know each other so that it'd be, like, more safe to, you know, one watching each other back than to be just one half-heartedly here, there?
It should be. You think about that, but in a progressive community where we're seeing this all over the world, people have not necessarily become numb to it, but they recognize the importance of being able to leave people alone. I think that that's where we are as a society. Let these people make their own decisions, leave people alone. You shouldn't have to run to someone and say, oh, my God.
No, but I mean, like, saying that, I mean, like, if they're protected, right? Like an endangered species.
I thank you so kindly. He was a good, decent man. God bless you. Endangered species. Why? Well, you can put that on the people. I only want to be decent today.
Oh, God.
Listen. I realize that emotions are high. I realize that creativity is creeping into your mind about possibilities that are happening. I realize these things, but these are human beings that we're dealing with. No matter their choice, no matter their decision, no matter their presentation, they are human beings that we're dealing with. And I believe that that their fight, right? They like to compare their fight to the civil fight, the civil rights fight. They're activists as civil rights. That their fight is even more significant, as they claim, than the civil rights fight. Now, the tribulation that they would have gone through, the disdain that they would have gone through, the rejection that they would have gone through, they have endured it significantly. And whether we believe in it or not, whether we subscribe to it or not, whether we align with it or not, we recognize that what exists in this life is them and us. And you have to make a determination. You don't have to be condescending to these particular people. Allow them to live their life. I think our country is coming to the maturity to understand that people are people. Let them be. I don't believe that we are necessarily condoning that. But in this touristic space, we create an opportunity for all to come in and enjoy. They shouldn't have to get 2 passports to come to the Bahamas. One, which is a regular passport for America, one for the LGBTQ, for the security of being able to, and tracking of knowing where you are in the Bahamas because things has happened. No, man, let's be decent. We're mature enough. We see these things. What do? Condemn these people to death? Let's be decent. Let's take one more telephone call before we get out of here for a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
good afternoon, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything's well. I'm not touching what you just talked about.
Praise God.
In the 50-plus 1 year of the Bahamas being a nation, listening to some of the things that you espouse, which we're lacking, I think everyone is aware of where our shortcomings are. Mm-hmm. Everyone is aware that we can be doing a lot better in certain spaces. I think the challenge for this nation is, what do we do about it? It doesn't help us to recognize that we could have a better public transportation system if we simply went about doing that.
That's it.
It doesn't help us to know that we could have our mail being delivered to our door if we simply decided to have a system in place to do that. It doesn't help us if we know that we could have tablets in schools and our children being better educated about things that matter in the current world, rather than talking about Guadalajara Village and things from the 1760s, which doesn't reflect who we are today. I mean, I'm saying that the public understands what we need to do. But the administrations plural, need to go about the difficult work, the difficult task of changing our country. Now, the forefathers of our nation, they put it all on their shoulders. They did much of the work, you know. They did the hard work. And I think our challenge has become, we become lazy. No one wants to do the hard work anymore. I believe most politicians are comfortable of leaving things the way it is. That's why. For 50 years, we still have the same jitney system that they met in place. Because the hard work of transportation doing something different is too much work. I believe also that the hospital exists in the state that exists because the hard work of getting a different type of healthcare administered to the public is just hard work. And I don't know if I want my whole 5 years of my life dedicated to that hard work. But what we then need is men and women who said that they come into office to create for us a better future doing the actual work. And if we don't start actually doing what we espouse as politicians,
I like this
as
quote.
The citizenry also demanding that,
I like this
that we'll always be on these areas, we'll always be inside our small circles, we'll always be across the dinner table asking, why haven't we become what we said we wanted to become in the next 50 years?
I appreciate this telephone call. Thank you so much, my brother. I do appreciate you giving a call. You gone. I want to shoot straight. I think we have become more educated. We have seen more education in our country, but we've seen less execution. We've become educated to and move towards contentment. I won't scream at y'all. I serious, man. I won't scream at you. That you would have gone off to the United States of America, you have counterparts. If you were a lawyer, you have a counterpart. If you've gone off to university in London, someplace in the UK, wherever you're going, right? You have counterparts that are making significant changes to their government right now. They may not necessarily be frontliners in government, but they are making significant changes. People who you went to school with right now, they're making a change. You have counterparts, if you went to school in the United States of America, you have people right now who are changing the financial aspect of the United States of America, who are fortifying entrepreneurialism, who are fortifying even from a lobbying standpoint to be able to execute some things. You have people making significant things happen that you may not ever hear about, but they're working. And all it seems that people came back home to do is the exact same thing that the fellas before them did. The people without education, the people without exposure, the people without understanding of how things work from a global, they have never had the opportunities you have, but you cower. Many of you, man, you cower, afraid to lose the little that you have because, well, you know, I just take directive and you are going to allow us to go down to hell in a handbasket in this nation with this old archaic approach to governance, to community building, to this concept and idea. Listen to me. Do you know how much jobs the government leaving on the table by not executing technology? You know how much jobs you're leaving on the table? You know how much jobs you're leaving on the table by not creating a proper postal system? Proper postal system? Do you know how many people are shipping agents right now in this country? Ineffective shipping agents in this country? Do you know how much jobs the government leaving on the table by not even trying to identify a bureau, a second section, a department responsible for being able to identify customer service? You know how important that is? Talk to me. There are taxi drivers out here living in their cars. During the pandemic, many of them was messing in their cars. They're afraid to lose their position. And when the people come, their cars rancid. Now talk to me. I just want to be decent with you. I just want to be decent. And as they sit in this particular space, they are seeking to be able to provide not customer service, but to receive a payment for what they're doing. I just heard a story this morning. The gentleman said that this client, the guest came in, jumped in this man's taxi, asked him to go to a particular spot. He took him all the way down in the middle of Fox Hill. Come to find out, this gentleman was of a foreign nature, did not even understand English, but he is a taxi driver in our country. And because of a lack of communication, the guest did not have an opportunity to be able to walk down the aisle with his daughter. This is what we suffer in this country. And there is no division, no bureau, no nothing to be able to ensure that there's a level of customer service and we are held above board. Nothing. All we out here say, well, you know, child, you know, what we can do, man? What we can do? These Haitians coming here taking all the job. What we can do, man? You know, it is what it is. That is the concept that exists here. And that is being spoken from people in elevated position. Absolutely bananas. You need to think. You're spending millions of dollars. Millions of dollars annually. Spending millions of dollars on consultants. And none of them could consult you to be able to make modifications to move this country forward. Let's be decent. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Just talking, man. Just talking as we celebrate our 51st anniversary, being able to, independence anniversary, as we're moving forward and really being able to have these kind of a conversation. I think it's important. I don't want to talk about the Constitution. I just don't. I don't want to talk about the Constitution. I don't want to talk about the concept and idea as to whether or not we're actually independent. I don't want to talk about our sovereignty. I just want to talk about our existence. That's it. I want to talk about the fact that we're here, live and in full effect, that we could pinch ourselves, we could feel it if we cut ourselves living in this space right now. I want to talk about the fact, if anything, to contrast that there was a group of men and women that was actually moving towards the growth and development of the community that we enjoy today. And now, with more education, we are more passive. With more education and the uncertainty of what life offers, there are people who are giving up their convictions to stand up and say this is the right thing to do. One people united in love and service. We are fractured significantly, and we move in a selfish posture, and we have no desire to commit ourselves in service to anybody else. The service is rendered to ourselves first. This is of biblical proportions, that we have become consumed with ourselves, not even understanding, blinded by the fact that we can make a change in our community right where we are. It's a very disappointing thing. I always get excited by being able to talk to good, decent people. I really do. And maybe I feel like I fangirl it sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, you sit down, you talk with people, and then you see their mind, and then you hear their convictions, and then, you know, I go off air to see if anything is inconsistent with them. And then I, you know, just sort of have a conversation to assess whether or not these people have this maintained, sustained level of conviction and commitment to community. And then you get excited. Now, no matter if there's an FNM, if there's a PLP, if they mean what they say when they say what they say, and you see it in their actions, you get excited. And you seek to be able to find yourself in good proximity to them, not because you're looking for something, but because you want to be able to help. These are the people I want to be on team with. And I've often called a lot of these persons' name. It doesn't matter if they're FNM or a PLP, I tell you, and I like to give you the preamble about the fact that they are my friends. Yeah, I want them to be my friends. Some of them don't know yet, but I want you to be my friend because I want to help you to help us. For the time that I have. That's it, man. I don't have the time to be concerned about the acquisition of stuff. I can be done with this sooner rather than later. And the acquisition of stuff changes nothing if the next dispensation, the next generation, who have a choice to be able to make between whether or not I go and get a government job or whether or not I find a fake gun to rob somebody, and they could be able to identify a congregation to execute the exact same thing. This is bananas. What are we doing as a nation? What are we doing? What are we doing? Young children, they could call somebody they know. I need a government summer job, and we could get you one. I guarantee you, we could get you one. We could find it. We could find something for you to do in the summer. I guarantee you we could do it. But you don't even think about that. You think about, let me rob this. You don't even know if this man broke. But you're taking a chance. That's what we leave in this society. That's the inheritance that we leave there. And your 92-foot wall around your house. That's the only thing that you leave in this society. How can we change that? We got to have more frank, honest conversations. Create real opportunities. Forge real relationships.
don't kiss up from a political standpoint to get good proximity to be able to get photo ops. Let's find real relationships that mean something meaningful to change our society. That's it, man. And this has nothing to do with the PLP. This has nothing to do with the FNM. This is a collective approach for those persons, those minds who are becoming involved in politics. You need to start to think. Start think. You are wasting the government money by spending it on a building that no one utilizes. You are wasting the government money. You have an entire building there. You know I need my license. Your system already tell you Howard Grant need his license in 2026. Your system says that to you. Your system says that. You could go on that and identify everyone who need their license in 2026. And you still wait for 2026 for me to come to stand up in the sun for 5 hours. To get there to pay you, and you tell me come back next week because we don't have no cards to print it on. This is appalling. You have police officers stopping people in the middle of the road. Hey, where your license? Oh, they didn't have any license. Here's my letter. Oh, okay, you could go. That's what you're doing with the government time? You have an entire building that the government of the Bahamas is paying every single month, annually. They're paying for this thing. And no one using it. You don't even know how to talk to the next generation, the next demographic. I just want to sit with you, man. I want to talk. That leaders in there coming to us and telling us about concepts that are done with globally. No one uses this. No one. But we come in here brand new. Oh my God, it's brand new. This is 15 years old. This is 22 years old. And we sit down here and say, well, you know, what they can do? What we can do, Howard? My God. You got to give somebody a chance. You've been to school for this. Your counterparts that you hail often telling you about the progressive moves that they're making. You've been to school for this. To come back here and do worse than the men who went to school in the 60s and made the country move forward. You should be shamed. Mother's sick. You should be ashamed of yourself. That not one person could sit down and say, maybe we should try something different. Let's be decent. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Cialan Johnson.
What's up, Cialan?
I'll take my time, but hurry up. Okay?
Go ahead.
You know, Howard, you're correcting a lot of things that you're saying, right? Just use an example. We are in the first hyper-digital, hyper-connected realities revolution, okay? Everything connected. The second digital revolution, the third technological revolution, the fourth industrial revolution, which include Industry 4.0 and Globalization 4.0, fifth social revolution brought on by COVID, the sixth extinction revolution that we so often talk about concerning climate change and existence on the planet, and the sixth innovation cycle. Now, here it is where countries are talking about digitization, digitalization, datafication, digital transformation, and we're talking about paper documents. Let me give you one a good example, Howard, where about technology is not the same as knowing technology.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, almost every day I hear government talking about AI. You don't find AI to find leaks. AI is a tool. AI doesn't find leaks. It analyzes data. Okay, but you could very easily look at the leak and say, we send 10,000 gallons down, but we only billing for 8, so we got to have a leak. Okay? It's not rocket science, but let's use AI an example. Howard, I want you to understand. Do you understand that all the university libraries, the data in all the universities have yet to be connected to the so-called artificial intelligence database?
I know.
The medical data around the world has yet to be connected. The thousands of research databases have yet to be connected. All of these different things. So this concept that we have of artificial intelligence is a misnomer. It is nothing more than an advanced search ability that now you were limited to Google or something, and you can now have the shared space. The point I'm making to you is that AI is a tool. It is to enhance your thinking. It is to enhance things you do, not as a replacement for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so we have to first realize that we must change the way we learn. We must change the way we are taught, change the way what we are taught. And so we talk about these things, right? The world is talking about 5G, IoT, fintech, AI, blockchain, tokenization, all of these different things. This is what our youth, this is what youth around the world is talking about. We don't have this conversation in our youth, the next generation of leaders, the next people who will drive our country forward. We're discussing things as they were and how we could get back to it. People are not talking about hospitality as a subscription, tourism as a service. You know, we've just passed the DARE bill. There's about multiple things that we left out of that. We say, oh, it's fintech. It's not. It's not fintech. It's not regtech. It's not supertech. It's not property tech. It's not insurtech. It's not trade finance. No, agritech. It's none of those different things. And I would invite intelligent dispute of what I'm saying. We talk about this orange economy. Did you tell us what it is under each of those orange economy? The Prime Minister says he's going around the world spending millions of dollars for the aquamarine economy, the carbon economy, the green economy, blue economy, ocean economy. Where is it? Can somebody explain to us what it is? How does our youth fit in? You have the Minister for Grand Bahama, orange economy this, orange economy that. And the same thing with the Development Bank. You talk about the digital economy, the conceptual economy. We've mentioned about 25 different economies. Places are talking that's prepared the way we are dealing with smart homes, smart businesses, smart communities, smart cities, smart islands, and smart countries. You know, just ending, Howard, we must find leadership who can help behemoths once again find their purpose, develop their passion, and dream again in the context.
Let me hit a shameless plug now as you transition into the shameless plug.
No, it's a shameless plug. If everybody know FNM, FNM.
Bye, CI. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate your contribution. Thank you. You know, it's time for us to be able to think about these things. And I don't know whether or not I could be able to prop up any one administration to say that this is it, any potential administration to say that this is it. But I'm saying that I desire to be able to see this across the board. I do. I really wish that you would take at least 60% of that $70 million. Let's be decent. Take 45% of that $70 million and identify local consultants. How do I say that? Identify local consultants who have experienced these particular things, who've been working in various sectors, who have exposure and understanding, who have relationships that can be able to make some things up. Spend some money home, for God's sake. Spend some money home, and let's see this country change. Quick break, be right back after this.
Foundation.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you looking for a hot deal this summer? Well, look no further, because Marcos is here. We're giving you an offer you absolutely can't resist. Get two large one-topping pizzas and choose between a cheesy bread or center squares for just $29. But hurry, because this deal is here for a limited time only. Head into your nearest Marcos or order online today at marcospizzabahamas.com. Nobody makes a pizza as good as we do.
Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic is where trusted and best care meets consistency and dedication. Let our expert specialists take you on a healthcare journey where warmth, compassion, and your well-being come first. From diagnosis to prescription, we are with you every step of the way, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit us today at Centerville Medical Center, Collins Avenue and 6th Terrace, and discover quality, compassionate healthcare at Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping this thing up, having a conversation. I want to thank you guys, man. As we move on, one people united in love and service.
It's never going to be always kind of peaches and cream and this kind of an idea of always making sure that you feel snuggy and feel comfortable having these conversations. Yeah, this is not always about nostalgia. This is about the raw, naked truth of non-productivity in our community. This is about the raw, naked truth of us distancing ourselves from the convictions that we held steadfast to, that we held on to. The idea that we were supposed to build on these elements, not reject it entirely. We have, there's an old saying, there's this sort of an idea, I don't know if it's a story, I don't know what it was, but it says that when the white man came, or when Christopher Columbus came down into these particular spaces, right? And they met the black people as natives. They exchanged right there, and it says, can we bow for a moment of prayer? And when they bowed, they handed them the Bible. And as they handed them the Bible, they took their land. They took their convictions, they took their right, they took their positions. This is all I want to talk about. This is all I want to talk about. We've exchanged that debt for nature exchange. We've had an internal swap in our country. The debt of our conviction and the position that we stood for, we gave that up for the idea to acquire quote-unquote education. There's no revelation there. There's no wisdom there for the most part. There is just regurgitation of information and many spaces. It's useless. We've acquired so much and we're still not moving forward. We can assess that this is useless. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that it's useless because our grandmothers and grandfathers start to tell us that they had to participate in their livelihood from they were 14 years old. We've become lazy in our posture. And education has elevated in us, only in our minds, but made us feeble. We don't want to execute nothing no more. We don't want to hold anybody to account. Nobody willing to be able to strap on their boots and go down and on whatever street and stand up for what needs to change in this country. There are politicians coming in, going out, coming in, going out. And no one can say, can we utilize these particular elements? Because why? The fear is technology brings accountability. And in the event that there is accountability, then there can't be the level of teething that's necessary. I just want to be honest with you, man. I just want to talk. I want you to know that I have a deep love for my country. I really do. And it frustrates me sometimes that I want to be able to assist. I ain't even charging you. I ask you. I want to be able to assist with what I have. I don't need to be pronounced. I don't need to be in the front ground. I want to be right around this table with y'all rowing and saying, this is stupid. I won't be at the table. I know you don't want me at the table, but I won't be there. So there could be a voice to say, listen, you don't even know the next generation that's coming. You're not creating a framework to accommodate anyone coming up. And we could tell that. The conversations that are happening right now in our society start to talk about the expansion of an age in NIB to 67 years old, but takes no consideration for the 5,000 people that are coming out of school that cannot find a job. It takes no consideration. They're not considering the next generation. Their consideration is how do we maintain the status quo and continue to feed those persons that we have relationship with. It's not right. There should be balance in our society. And we're not seeing that. If I let you guys go, you got to give it 30 seconds. Call on the line, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Carl, how you doing, sir?
You got 30 seconds. All is well.
Yes. I mean, I really want to learn more about that debt for nature swap. But I want to know when we run out of nature to swap, what else are we going to swap? And Mr. and that thing with the naked truth, right? There was a saying that one day truth went to take a bath. I mean, take a swim. So you take off all his clothes and leave it up. So the lie was walking by. So the lie take off his clothes, put on truth clothes. So when truth noticed that truth run out the thing, I'm naked to run behind the lie. So now what we have is we have a well-dressed up lie, right, being chased by the naked truth. And the problem with that is that metaphorically in our minds, right, when we see the truth chasing behind the lie, we're going to see the truth as the crazy person.
Because he's naked.
Behind a well-dressed person. Can you imagine a man who's well-dressed being chased by a naked person? You look at that and say, what a naked man running behind a crazy person. And you will automatically side with the well-dressed person. And that's the kind of mentality we have in our mind. But I would love to hear more about that for nature swap, because I heard Alkiris talk about it. I heard 52 mention it, and I really wanted to understand it more, because I want to know when we run out of nature to swap, what else are we going to swap after that?
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me see if I can get one more. 30 seconds. Caller, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Hey,
go ahead.
Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Quickly here. I know I only got 30 seconds. Listen, you talk about the increase in persons working up to age 67. You know, the thing here is that, you know, you want to make space for the next generation to work. However, because these persons are living a lot longer, they still yearn to work because they still have responsibilities. I want to see a government that's going to allow even the industries that they feel is not cannot be used here in the Bahamas. But the young persons who are in the States exposed to these things actually bring these things to the Bahamas, that there's someone with the insight who would actually allow investors into these areas, especially if they are in these practices in other jurisdictions, to actually bring it here to the Bahamas to create the new employment opportunities. That's all I have to say today. You know,
I appreciate it, man, Jeff. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so very kindly, Jeff. I really do appreciate that, Howard. We are resourceful. The government only had to put in the machinery so that we can move forward. I called for a taxi from work. And because it was 7 p.m., no one would pick me up. Yet these same drivers are not open to a ride-sharing app. Guys, we got to move forward in this country. We got to figure these things out. I got some information. I'm hoping to have some information for you tomorrow. I'm going to be able to call my contacts within the RBPF to find out exactly where we are. I got some texts that I wouldn't care to say on air. We're going to talk about that tomorrow in the event that we find out some more information about it today. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I'm grateful to be in your company. I'll see you tomorrow right here on Small Business Thursday, 827-0111. If you want to be a part, I got 10 minutes available for you guys, right? We got some people being able to come down, and we still got Doctors Hospital to do some stuff. Have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.